come back and called me about 20 minutes later. You're still here? I'm like, no, I thought we left. So, oops. That's okay. I normally don't do this. But, yeah, anyways, yeah, I was telling Dakota, I've got to see about assembling. I'm going to just start off from scratch, I think, here. Get all my channels set up so I know what's where and have everything neat and orderly here in my radio here so I can have it at my fingertips. And then I'm going to see by doing a printed list of my channels so I know what is what. Because I've got some in here that I've been looking at when I've been looking through Chirp and trying to figure out what these repeater pairs are. And they may be just stuff that, you know, I may have gone up to Flint or Saginaw and found a repeater some years or so ago and programmed it in and forgot all about it. So I got somebody in here, it's like, yeah, I gotta just clear the confusion away.
Yeah, I know how that goes. You you try to get it so that you can travel with it, and then all that other stuff just becomes jumbled up nonsense in your radio, and there's only a few repeaters you actually talk on, so I definitely know how that goes. I've refined my programming dozens and dozens and dozens of times over the past few years.